USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA's response to a recall at a baby formula facility in Michigan will be the subject of a new investigation. The Department of Health and Human Services confirming the probe regarding the Abbott Nutrition plant in the southern part of the state. The probe will focus on the FDA's actions before the recall in February. The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting, in which 10 people were killed, pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. Peyton Gendron is facing 10 counts of first-degree murder. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown spoke following the arraignment.
It is a new month, but we will never forget what happened last month on May 14th when 10 precious members of our community were murdered.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
President Biden is going to give a primetime address tonight following multiple recent mass shootings in the United States. The White House says it's scheduled for 7:30 Eastern time. Energy costs are up as the price of oil remains high. The Biden administration is suggesting renewable energy as one long-term solution to this issue. In Tampa, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says they are working to ensure people can afford renewable solutions as the price of energy rises.
This price hike that we are seeing globally will likely remain high. And so we want to make sure that at the same time as we are calling upon an increase in supply, that we are also accelerating our future to clean energy solutions.
She says the president is calling on Congress to provide tax breaks for the purchase of electric vehicles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
On Wednesday, a gunman shot and killed four people at a medical clinic in Tulsa, Oklahoma, before killing himself. Police say the suspect left a note that stated his intent was to kill the doctor who recently performed his back surgery, blaming the doctor for his ongoing pain. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum says those killed are two physicians, a receptionist, and a patient.
They were there for medical service. The doctor was there providing care. They stood in the way. They stood in the way, and Lewis gunned them down.
As drought conditions continue on the West Coast, one state is taking action.
Water restrictions began Wednesday for 6 million residents in Southern California as the state enters its third year of severe drought. Technically, most of Southern California is considered a desert. Residents and businesses must limit their outdoor watering to 1 or 2 days per week or to a set volume of water. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
About a fifth of Ukrainian territory is now under Russian control. Ukrainian President Zelensky saying the Donbass region is almost entirely destroyed. He noted the front lines of war stretches more than 1,000 kilometers along the western and southern borders of the country. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.